Blog Talk Radio.
First in the series, The Greatest Recording Artists During the Eastern Years, this afternoon we have selected songs as rendered by Mr. Glenn Campbell. We've been playing the great songs from the Eastern Airlines era. During these broadcasts, we include what was happening at Eastern during those years. We've listened to the big bands, rock and roll series, most recently, favorite gospel music, and now, great recording artists. They are all archived, so you can return to the music of our Eastern years. While you're there, why not listen to old-time radio series of the big bands? Now, we listen to our Glenn Campbell selections, but first, here's an Eastern commercial.
Fly Eastern Airlines, Eastern Airlines.
Eastern.
You love to travel by
Eastern,
where new things are happening.
Eastern.
Fly Eastern Airlines from the ground up.
Traveling on Eastern's easier
from the ground up.
Eastern service is speedier.
Fly Eastern Airlines. Eastern Airlines.
Glenn Travis Campbell, born April 22, 1936, was an American singer, guitarist, songwriter, television host, and actor. He was best known for a series of hit songs in the 1960s and 70s and for hosting a music and comedy variety show called The Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour on CBS Television from January 1969 until June of 1972. He released over 70 albums in a career that spanned five decades, selling over 45 million worldwide records worldwide, including 12 golden albums, 4 platinum albums, and 1 double platinum album. Wow. Born in Bilston, Arkansas, Campbell began his professional career as a studio musician in Los Angeles, spending several years playing with groups of instrumentalists later known as the Wrecking Crew. After becoming a solo artist, he placed a total of 80 different songs on either the Billboard Country Chart, Billboard Hot 100, or Adult Contemporary Chart, of which 29 made the top 10, in which 9 reached number 1 on at least one of those charts. Among Campbell's hits, A Universal Soldier, his first hit from 1965, along with Gentle on My Mind in 1967, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, 1967, Dreams of the Everyday Housewife, 1968, Wichita Lineman, 1968, Galveston, 1969, Rhinestone Cowboy, 1975, and Southern Nights, 1977. 1967, Campbell won 4 Grammys in the country and pop categories. For Gentle on My Mind, he received 2 awards in country and western music. By the time I get to Phoenix, did the same in the pop. 3 of his early hits later won Grammy Hall of Fame awards, 2000, 2004, and 2008, while Campbell himself won the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2012. He owned trophies for Male Vocalist of the Year from both the Country and Music Association and the Academy of Country Music, and took the CMA's top award as 1968 Entertainer of the Year. Campbell played a supporting role in the film True Grit, 1969, which he earned him a Golden Globe nomination for Most Promising Newcomer. He also sang the title song, for which was nominated for an Academy Award. In 1960, Campbell moved to Los Angeles to become a session musician. That October, he joined the Champs. By 1961, Campbell had found a daytime job at publishing company known as American Music, writing songs and recording demos. Because of these demos, Campbell soon was in demand as a session musician and became part of a group of studio musicians later on known as the Wrecking Crew. Those guys were good. Now let's start with one of our Campbell songs, with a popular song called Wichita Lineman. Mr. Producer.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
When you listen to the lyrics, the writers of these songs, they really told some great stories.
They did.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. They sure did.
Yeah. The lines were great.
Well, Campbell played on recordings by the Beach Boys, Claude King, Bobby Darin, Ricky Nelson, Dean Martin, Nat King Cole, The Monkees, Nancy Sinatra, Merle Haggard, Jan and Dean, Frank Sinatra, Ronnie Dove, Phil Spector, and, of course, Elvis Presley. He befriended Presley when he helped record the soundtrack for Viva Las Vegas in 1964. He later said, quote, Elvis and I were brought up in the same humble way, picking cotton and looking at the north end of a southbound mule, unquote. In May of 1961, he left the Champs and was subsequently signed by Crest Records, a subsidiary of American Music. His first solo release, Turn Around, Look at Me, a moderate success, peaked at number 62 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1961. Campbell also formed the GCs with former band members from the Champs, performing at the Crossbow Inn in Van Nuys, California. The GCs, too, released a single on Crest, the instrumental Buzzsaw, which did not chart. In 1962, Campbell signed with Capitol Records after minor initial success with the song Too Late to Worry, Too Blue to Cry, his first single for the label, and Kentucky Means Paradise, released by Green River Boys, featuring Glenn Campbell. A string of unsuccessful singles and albums followed. By 1963, his playing and singing were heard on 586 recorded songs. He never learned to read music, but besides guitar, he could play banjo, mandolin, and bass. From 1964 on, Campbell began to appear on television as a regular on Star Route, a syndicated series hosted by Rod Cameron's ABC's Shindig and Hollywood Jamboree. Now, another favorite song had the city in the title, From Wichita and Now to Galveston.
Still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. My gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabird flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston. Galveston.
I love that bass. Is that a bass?
That was beautiful.
Yeah, fantastic. The guy was amazing.
Yeah.
Well, from September 1964 to early March 1965, Campbell was a touring member of the Beach Boys, filling in for Brian Wilson, playing bass guitar and singing falsetto harmonies. He was replaced by Bruce Johnson, who became a long-term replacement for Brian on stage and a full-time member of the band, who tours with the current incarnation of the Beach Boys to this day. In 1965, he had his biggest solo hit, reaching number 45 on the Hot 100 with a version of Buffy St. Marie's Universal Soldier. When asked about the message, the song, he said, quote, "The people who are advocating burning draft cards should be hung," unquote. Campbell continued as a session musician, playing guitar on the Beach Boys' 1966 album, Pet Sounds, among other recordings. In April of that year, he joined Ricky Nelson on tour in the Far East and playing bass. When follow-up singles did not do well, and Capitol was considering dropping him from the label in 1966, he was teamed with producer Al DeLore. Together, they first collaborated on Burning Bridges, which came on the top 20 country hit in early 1967, an album of the same name. Campbell and DeLore collaborated again on the 1967 Gentle on My Mind, written by John Hartford, which was an overnight success. The song was followed by the bigger hit, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, later in 1967. I Want to Live and Wichita Lineman came in 1968, remaining on Billboard's top 100 charts for 15 weeks. He won 4 Grammy Awards for Gentle on My Mind and By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Now, Mr. Producer, let's hear Among the Songs of the City in the Same Name.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly, call my name out low, and she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, just didn't know I would really go.
Yeah.
He took off. In 1967, Campbell was also the uncredited lead vocalist on My World Fell Down by Sagittarius, the studio group. The song reached number 70 on the Billboard Hot 100. In 1968, Campbell released Wichita Lineman, the song written by Jimmy Webb. It was recorded with backing from the members of the Wrecking Crew and appeared on his 1968 album of the same name. It reached number 3 on the U.S. pop chart, remaining in the top 100 for 15 weeks. In addition, the song was also topped the American country music chart for 2 weeks and the adult contemporary chart for 6 weeks. In 1969, song True Grit by composer Elmer Bernstein and lyricist Don Black, and sung by Campbell, who co-starred in the movie, received nominations for the Academy Award for Best Song and the Best Golden Globe for Best Original Song. After he hosted a 1968 summer replacement for television's The Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, that was a variety show, Campbell was given a one-week variety show, the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour, which ran from January 1969 to June 1972. The show's comedy writers included Steve Martin and Rob Reiner. Doesn't get better than that. At the height of this popularity, a 1970s biography by Freda Kramer, The Glenn Campbell Story, was published. With Campbell's session work connections, he hosted major names' music on his show, including The Beatles, that was on film, David Gates and Bread, The Monkees, Neil Diamond, Linda Ronstadt, Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Roger Miller, and Mel Tillis. Campbell helped launch the careers of Ann Murray and Jerry Reed, who were regulars on the Good Time Hour program. During the late 1960s and early 70s, Campbell released a long series of singles and appeared in the movie True Grit in 1969 with John Wayne and Kim Darby, and Norwood in 1970 with Kim Darby and Joe Namath. He hosted a number of television specials, including 1976 Down Home, Down Under with Olivia Newton-John. He co-hosted American Music Awards from 1976 to 1978 and headlined the 1979 NBC special Glenn Campbell Back to Basics with guest stars Seals and Croft and Brenda Lee. He was a guest on many network talk variety shows, including Donnie and Marie and The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson, where he performed Rhinestone Cowboy. He also appeared on Cher, Red Sox Comedy Hour, The Merv Griffin Show, The Midnight Special, Dinah Shore, Evening at the Pops with Arthur Fiedler, and The Mike Douglas Show. Mr. Producer, please be gentle on our minds.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back road by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back road by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back road by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back road by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Great, great.
I liked it. Well, in the mid-1970s, he had more hits with Rhinestone Cowboy and Southern Nights, both U.S. number one hits, Sunflower, U.S. number 39, written by Neil Diamond, and Country Boy, You Got Your Feet in L.A., was United States number 11. Rhinestone Cowboy was Campbell's largest selling single and one of his best known recordings, initially with over 2 million copies sold. Campbell had heard songwriter Larry Weiss' version while on tour in Australia in 1974. Both songs in the October 4, 1975 Hot 100 Top 10. Rhinestone Cowboy continues to be used in TV shows and films, including Desperate Housewives, Daddy Daycare, and High School High. It was the inspiration for the 1984 Dolly Parton Sylvester Stallone movie, Rhinestone. The main phrase of Campbell's recording was included in Dickie Goodman's Jaws movie parody song, Mr. Jaws. Campbell also made a top version of the song in 2002 in the UK artist Ricky and Daz, and went to the top 10 in the UK with a dance version and a related music video. Southern Nights by Alan Torsen, his other number one rock pop country crossover hit, was generated with the help of Jimmy Webb and Jerry Reed, who inspired the famous guitar lick introduction to the song, which was most played jukebox in 1977. From 1971 to 1983, Campbell was the celebrity host of the Los Angeles Open, an annual professional golf tournament on the PGA Tour. Now, Mr. Producer, could we hear a little bit about those Southern Nights?
That you know and love so.
Dorothy, I can see you and Don dancing to that song. I could just visualize you out on the dance floor at the convention.
I love that.
Me and my batteries.
Yeah.
Well, Campbell made a cameo appearance in the 1980 Clint Eastwood movie, Any Which Way You Can, for which he recorded the title song. That's the one where they had that orangutan, remember? From 1982 to 1983, he hosted a 30-minute syndicated music show called the Glen Campbell Music Show. Campbell gave up smoking in March 1992 and believed it helped him in his singing voice. In 1991, Campbell voiced Jan Ticklear, the Rooster, in Don Bluth's live-action animated film, Rockadoodle. In 1999, he was featured on VH1's Behind the Music and on A&E's Network Biography and on PBS In Concert special in 2001. I believe that was with the Boston Pops.
Mm-hmm.
He also appeared on a number of CMT programs where he ranked among their greatest men of country music. In 2005, Campbell was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. It was announced in April 2008 that Campbell was returning to his signature label, Capitol, to release his new album, Meet Glen Campbell. The album was released on August 19th. With this album, he branched off in a different musical direction, covering tracks from artists such as Travis, U2, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Jackson Browne, and Foo Fighters. It was Campbell's first release on Capitol in over 15 years. Musicians from Cheap Trick and Jellyfish contributed to the album's well. In the first single, a cover, The Green Days, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, was released in radio in 2008. Following the late 2010 Alzheimer's diagnosis, Campbell embarked on a final goodbye tour with three of his children, joining him in his backup band. He was too ill to travel to Australia and New Zealand in the summer of 2012. His final show was on November 30th, 2012, in Napa Valley, California. At the end of the tour, Campbell entered the studio in Nashville to record what was his final album, Adios, which would not be revealed until 5 years later. According to his wife, Kim Campbell, he wanted to preserve what magic was left in what would be his final recordings. In January 2013, Campbell recorded his final song, I'm Gonna Miss You, during what would be his last recording sessions. The song, which is featured in the 2004 documentary, Glen Campbell, I'll Be Me, was released on September 30th, 2014, with the documentary following October 24th. And on January 15th, 2015, Campbell and fellow songwriter Julian Raymond were nominated for Best Original Song at the 87th Academy Awards. On October 30th, 2016, during the 10th Annual ACM Honors, Keith Urban and Blake Shelton and others performed a medley of Glen Campbell songs in tribute to him, and that was a great, great show.
Yes, it was.
His wife, Kim Campbell, accepted the Career Achievement Award on his behalf. Alice Cooper described him as being one of the five best guitar players in the music industry. And so, in April 2017, Campbell's final album, Adios, was announced, featuring 12 songs from his final 2012-13 sessions. The album was released on June 9th, 2017. Adios was named by the UK's official charts company as the best-selling country American album of 2017 in Britain. Dorothy, can you do this?
Yes, thanks. Campbell was married four times and fathered five sons and three daughters, ranging in year of birth from 1956 to 1986. Campbell's eldest daughter is Debbie, from his marriage in 1955 to 1959 to Diane Kirk. After divorcing Kirk, Campbell married Billie Jean Nunley, an Albuquerque beautician who gave birth to Kelly, Travis, and Kane. Billy Campbell filed for divorce in 1975, and their divorce was final in 1976. He married singer Mac Davis's second wife, Sarah Barge, in September 1976. They had one child named Dylan and divorced in 1980. After his divorce from Barge, Campbell began a relationship with fellow country artist Tanya Tucker. The relationship was marked by frequent tabloid gossip and articles. The couple recorded a number of songs together, including the single Dream Lover, and they performed the national anthem together at the 1980 Republican National Convention. Campbell married Kimberly Kim Woolen in 1982. The couple met on a blind date in 1981, when Woolen was a Radio City Music Hall Rockette. Together they had three children, Cal, Shannon, and Ashley. All three joined Campbell on stage starting in 2010 as part of his touring band. Campbell began having problems with alcoholism and cocaine addiction in the 1970s. Campbell credited his fourth wife, Kim, with helping him turn his life around. Campbell eventually stopped drinking alcohol and taking drugs in 1987, but relapsed in 2003. He pleaded guilty in Arizona to drunk driving and leaving the scene of an accident and spent 10 days in jail. In June 2011, Campbell announced he had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease 6 months earlier. He became a patient at an Alzheimer's long-term care and treatment facility in 2014. That same year, Campbell was the subject of the documentary, Glen Campbell, I'll Be Me, directed by longtime friend James Keesh, which examined Campbell's Alzheimer's diagnosis and how it affected his musical performances during his final tour across the United States with his family. The documentary received critical acclaim, being one of the rare films to achieve 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
We've saved probably the song most identifiable with Glen Campbell for last. It needs no introduction. Mr. Producer?
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road.
The movie, wasn't John Voight, wasn't he in that movie, Rhinestone Cowboy?
I think he was, yeah.
I believe, I'm not certain.
I'm not sure either. Well, Campbell died in Nashville, Tennessee on August 8, 2017, at the age of 81. He was buried in the Campbell Family Cemetery in Billston, Arkansas. Well, as in most of our old-time radio shows, we like to insert a little Eastern history of our company, Eastern Airlines. Now, Neil, would you do the honors?
Yes, sir. That's a hard act to follow, but we save the very best for last, and that's talking about Eastern Airlines. I found a short article. We'll keep it short this time. In the News Wings, published back in the 20s, and I think the last issues were in the mid-30s, and I found this article by its newest editor, and it reads as follows. We take you all the way back to February 1934 and from the News Wings. In an editorial in 1934, and it goes as follows. The raison d'être of a publication is to present a train of thought, report news and developments, and serve as a medium for the expression of ideas. It was with this purpose in mind that News Wings was conceived in its present form. The subject of aviation has proven of interest to many who are not directly connected with any particular branch or form of the industry. It is for this group of people that News Wing has been launched. It will attempt to serve its readers in that within these pages, aeronautical material will be presented to what might be called the growing army of lay aviators. Developments of not too highly a technical nature will receive primary consideration. Along with these, there will be presented news and comments of an aerial nature, deemed by the editors as being of interest to the flying public. Aviation and all its aspects may be said to have captured the imagination of a worldwide public. It is known to be progressive in nature, and for this reason, developments in the aviation arena naturally attract a considerable number of spectators. Aviation in its pioneering stage has not suffered for want of publicity. This stunt or spectacular era is rapidly drawing to a close, and the aviation industry is proud to be able to report progress, which denotes its interest into the mature stage of transportation and its efforts to disseminate information. News Wing would appreciate any criticism or suggestions which might increase its value, for it is with this aim in mind that News Wing shall attempt to justify its existence. The February 1934 News Wing is published by Eastern Air Transport Incorporated, located at the time in 1775 Broadway, New York, New York. Captain Thomas B. Doe was president. H.A. Elliott was the vice president and general manager. And L. Edwin Gill, vice president of traffic. Eastern Air Transport is a division of North American Aviation Incorporated, and the editor of News Wing is E.V.W. Jones, who wrote the article.
I think it was a great article.
There are some gems that we find from time to time, and I think it's good to bring it out to our listeners.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what we try to do. And I like the idea that he asked for in that article, criticism.
Yep.
And we, too, with the radio show, would invite your criticism, good or bad, and we'll try to improve or add to the value of this show, which I think is helpful to keep us together as an Eastern family.
I like that article. I wish you could read that Monday night.
Might do it.
It would be really nice. Well, that's our show for this afternoon, and we hope you enjoyed our Glenn Campbell selections, a short bio of the artist, and the news at Eastern back in the day. We'll bring you more in the weeks to come. Our mission with these broadcasts is to keep our Eastern family informed about our beloved Eastern Airlines. Join us on Thursdays and every other Thursday when we broadcast from the Eastern Files and EAL Old Time Radio with musical selections. Do you have a story or a memory you'd like to share with our Eastern family? If so, we certainly want to hear from you. The Eastern Radio Show would like to broadcast it during one of our shows, either you sharing your memory live during a broadcast or send it to us, and we'll broadcast your story on the air. You can send your request to host@EALRadioshow.com. That's host@EALRadioshow.com. And we'll tell you what you need to do. And don't forget, tune us in Monday, July 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time when we complete part 3, the last of the series, The Last Heartbeats of an American Legacy Airline, The Final Days of Eastern Airlines. Well, thanks for listening this afternoon, and on behalf of Captain Neil Holland, our producer, Dorothy Gagnon, our webmaster, this is Don Gagnon saying, so long, Eastern family. We love you, Eastern.
So long, Eastern family.
We love you, Eastern.
Love you, Eastern.
Again, it was a great show. I had a lot of fun.
Excellent.
Well,
excellent.
You guys did 5-star today. I appreciate it, and it was a good show. Very good. Great singer and great doing the show, period. Okay? Have no problem. Here we go with our bumper music for this show. Again, see you, Roy and Dave. Dale. It's Roy and Dale, isn't it?
Yes, Dale Rogers.
Dale Rogers, Dale.
The clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
Some trails are happy ones,
others are blue.
If the way trails to you until we meet.
sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
So long, Dorothy and Don.
Okay, Neil. Great show.
Great show, Neil.
We'll
Good
see you Monday
job.
Night.
See you then.
Talk then. Bye-bye.